Civil liberties advocates and organizations representing Arab and Muslim Americans say the government's recent decision to require extra scrutiny for travelers to the U.S. from more than a dozen mostly Middle Eastern countries will lead to practices that are both discriminatory and ineffective. The Obama administration announced in January that citizens of 14 predominantly Islamic nations who are flying to the United States will be subject to enhanced screening at airports, including full-body pat-downs or body scanners. At a White House news conference, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano explained the new measures.
Every individual flying to the United States from anywhere in the world who has an itinerary or passport from nations that are state sponsors of terrorism or countries of interest is required to go through enhanced screening. In addition, the majority of all other passengers on United States-bound international flights will go through random threat-based enhanced screening.
The enhanced security measures were introduced in response to the arrest of a Nigerian man who allegedly tried to set off an explosive device on a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day this past December. Under the new rules, all citizens of Nigeria, Afghanistan, Algeria, Lebanon, Libya, Iraq, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, and Yemen must receive a pat-down and an extra check of their carry-on bags before boarding a plane bound for the United States. Citizens of Cuba, Iran, Sudan, and Syria, nations the U.S. State Department considers state sponsors of terrorism, face the same requirement. But Dennis Parker, director of racial justice programs at the American Civil Liberties Union, thinks the new airport security rules are bad policy. He says there's no way to predict the national origin of a terrorist and that many terrorists have come from countries not on the list. Parker adds that policies such as racial profiling and invasive body scanning for all travelers not only violate American rights and values, but also divert valuable resources and attention from countering the real threats posed by Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda has proven to be very successful at adopting to the measures that we take. And there's no reason to believe that they wouldn't do that here. There are, in fact, measures that can be taken that look more at the individual threats that would be more effective. And the Christmas bomber is a good example of that. There was a vast amount of information that he was a threat that was not taken into consideration.
And Parker urges the Obama administration to reconsider the new airport security policy.
There are a whole lot of things that could be done without sacrificing people's privacy, without, however, inadvertently sending a message that we appear to be targeting Muslim countries. And simply to say that because many of the terrorists have been Muslims, that you should examine all Muslims is going to result in a waste of resources and I think a negative effect on the view that Muslims throughout the world may have on the United States.
James Zogby, president of the Arab American Institute, believes the policy is at odds with President Obama's stated goal of forging improved relations with the Muslim world based on mutual interest and respect.
I'm afraid that it will have a negative impact because in our polling what we find is one of the issues that stands out is the treatment people get when they come to America and the fear they have of negative American treatment of immigrants. And so this is an issue to pay attention to.
Zogby also warns that sweeping, reactive policies, which include profiling based on national origin, ethnicity, religion, or race, also risk alienating Arab and Muslim American communities that could prove essential in protecting the United States from the terrorist threat. But the Transportation Safety Administration denies that the new regulations amount to racial profiling. TSA spokesman Greg Sewell declined to be interviewed for this report, but said in a statement, quote, TSA does not profile. As is always the case, TSA security measures are based on threat, not ethnic or religious background, end quote. Still, the ACLU's Dennis Parker recommends that the United States adopt the practices used at Israeli airports. El Al Airlines, one of the world's safest carriers, has spent many years developing screening methods based on passengers' behavior rather than looks, dress, or country of origin. For Mohammed El-Shenawy, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.